You're listening to a special sports presentation on WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. It's time for high school sports with Racine sportscaster Dick Graceffa. All season long, we're covering the best prep games here on WRJN. Now let's head out to the game and Dick Graceffa.
Kohl Center in Madison, Wisconsin. It's state high school tournament basketball once again on DG Sports. Hello again, everyone. Dirk Graceffa along with Dilla Dooley. Happy to bring you this Division II state semifinal contest between the number one seeded Park Panthers, 26-2 overall, out of the Southeast Conference versus the number four seeded Cedarburg Bulldogs, 20-8 overall out of the North Shore Conference. The Panthers advanced by defeating Waterford in their sectional final play, 71-49, 41 in a game DG Sports covered. The Bulldogs advanced by defeating Green Bay Notre Dame, 86-69. The winner of this game gets the winner of number two seeded Wauwatosa West and number three seeded Walsall East in the Division II championship game Saturday evening at 6:35 p.m. The Panthers are led in scoring by Jackson Moss, 21 points per game, Isaiah Robinson, 15 points per game, and Zari Gwynn, 14 points per game. The Bulldogs are led in scoring by Logan Zayar, 21 points per game, and Owen Hallbeck, 12 points per game. My keys to the game for the Panthers, they got to continue to spread the ball around on offense. They must defend against Zayauer in the low post and must be more consistent at the charity stripe. My keys to the game for the Bulldogs, Zayauer must have a big scoring and rebounding on the defensive end, must dictate the pace of the game, the Bulldogs, and their guards must handle the pressure of the Panthers' quickness, which I'll give to the Park Panthers this afternoon. So with that, we'll bring in Dylan Dooley now. Got plenty of time to talk about this. Still 29 minutes to go. So I'll bring in Dylan for a few comments.
Thanks, Dick. Yeah, Logan's there. He's a very impressive player for Cedarburg. Excuse me. Averaging, as you said, 21 points per game. Zare's a threat offensively and defensively. He steals a lot, scores a lot. So we'll see what Robinson and Moss can do for Park here to try and slow down that offensive threat. Park has somewhat of a good defensive in the paint. They're pretty good in the paint. And something Cedarburg features is a good paint presence as well. So we'll see. This matchup is an incredible one. We've been looking forward to this one all week long, and we can't wait to have this one played here tonight, this afternoon, excuse me.
Yeah, you'll have to practice that because it's an afternoon contest. It's tipping off at 1:35. So we'll take a moment here now probably 30 seconds to hear from who's sponsoring this game this afternoon. Our sponsors and patrons, who I appreciate their sponsorship and support.
Yeah, Dick, we appreciate the support of our sponsors and patrons that help us bring you state tournament basketball on DG Sports. Roma Lodge on Spring Street in Racine. Lings on Lathrop, Sicko and Convenience Store in Racine. Gordy Boucher Lincoln in West Dallas. Financial Service Group in Racine. Freighter and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network. Docs on the Fox in Waterford. The personal injury attorneys at Habish, Habish and Rotier. Chris Gorman, Gary Schoner, Bob Letch, Tim Owens, Jim Rammel, Jason Troitler, Ryan Thompson, Brian Polda, Mike Puchinski, Greg Owens, Johnson Park Golf Course in Racine, Casey Robbins, and Jason Atanasoff. Once again, you're listening to state tournament basketball right here on DG Sports, covering all 10 Racine City and County schools.
Thank you, Dylan. And Daryl, back in the studio, wants to know when Bonduelle will play again. Well, they defeated the Prairie School Hawks last night in a Division IV state semifinal game that we covered, 59-41. So Bonduelle will play Aquinas tomorrow, and it'll start 20 minutes after the Division V contest ends. And that will tip off tomorrow at 11:05, the Division V game. And then Bonduelle will play Aquinas approximately 20 minutes after that, or as the WIA has put there in the bracket, 12:45. So hopefully that answers your question there, Daryl. And again, we're 25 minutes away from the start of this one. So we'll take a moment now. Once again, to announce our 16th annual DG Sports All Broadcast Team. And hopefully Dylan will interject a little bit with these. Today we'll start with the first team. And again, there's 15 members that were selected. The first team, all five members of the first team are repeat members from last year's team. And the first one on that team, he's a junior from Waterford, Caden Gustafson.
Yeah, Caden, the player of the year for that conference. Very impressive player and was fun to watch all year.
The second member of that first team is a junior from St. Catharines, Lamont Hamilton, and I'll mention he's made it all 3 years. If he makes it next year as a senior, he'll be only the second player to ever make it all 4 years. The other one that made it all 4 years is still playing in college, and that's Tyrese Hunter.
Yeah, again, another conference player of the year, Lamont Duty Hamilton. Speaking of Tyrese, unfortunately got hurt for Memphis this year, so we'll see if he could come back during the tournament season or not. But again, very impressive players. Ironic that both come from St. Catharines High School, just the pure talent that they've shown at point guard over the last 6-8 seasons now.
The third member of that first team, he's a senior. He'll be playing on this floor this afternoon, and that's Jackson Moss.
Jackson's a great player. Inconsistent at times from the free throw line. We will say that, but outside of that, Jackson Moss is one of the best players in the Southeast Conference.
The fourth member of that first team, he's a junior from Racine Lutheran, Sam Petroff.
Sam, again, another very impressive player, led Lutheran all year long, great leadership, great mentor for his younger teammates that surround him, just a fun player to watch.
And the fifth member of that first team will also be on this floor this afternoon. He's a senior from Park, Isaiah Robinson.
Yeah, his defensive ability is something that we don't see too often. He is just an incredible player on the defensive end of the floor. He may not be your top scorer night after night, but when he does show up in scoring, it helps them even more because of what he does on the defensive end of the floor.
All right, starting with that second team now, the first member of that second team, he's a senior from Waterford and a repeat member of the all-broadcast team, Jameson Beasley.
And just to kind of show the depth of talent that we have in Racine County, he was voted a first-team all-conference player, but the amount of depth that we have in the entire county of Racine, he got bumped to second team, as we can't put all 20, you know, 15 members all on first team that we cover. But he's a great player as well.
All right, the second member of the second team, he's a senior from Case and a repeat member, Anthony Bull.
Yeah, his three-point shooting is something that I've personally not seen in a very long time. I'm sure you're in the same boat, Dick. He's just a great player, and his three-point shot is like none other.
The third member of that second team, he's a junior from Case and probably a better football player than he is a basketball player, and that's Michael Farr.
Yeah, Michael Farr, he's, as you mentioned, a very, very good football player. He also plays basketball and is a good basketball player. So a combination player there who struggled through injury to start the year this year but battled through it and led them to victory at points throughout the season.
All right, the fourth member of that second team will also be playing on this floor this afternoon, and that's Park sophomore Zari Gwynn.
Zari really stepped up this year for Park. He's an impressive guard who can kind of do anything for them that they need.
And the final member of that second team is a junior from Union Grove, Griffin Schultz.
Yeah, unfortunately for Union Grove, things at times didn't go this way. They broke off a 8-game, I believe it was, winning streak at one point. So they started to turn things around. It just was not enough to really put a hinder on this year's season. But they're looking to rebuild again next year.
All right, the first member of that third team is a sophomore from Racine Lutheran. And the coach of Racine Lutheran had much input on this selection, and that's Bryce Austin.
Yeah, Bryce is going to be a huge player. He'll have to step up in the shoes of Petroff after he graduates this year, but he's an impressive player, fun to watch. He's only a sophomore, and there's bright things in his future, Dick.
Yeah, actually, we got to make a correction there, Bill Dillon. Petroff is only a junior. He'll be back next year.
Oh, my apologies.
The second member of that third team is actually a repeat member of last year's team, and he played on the floor last night, and that's the senior from the Prairie School, Carson Eag.
Yeah, he was a phenomenal senior, stepping up after they lost a player just before the season started to a specialty school. I forgot the name of it, but he stepped up in a massive way this year for them and led them all the way here to the state semifinal yesterday.
The third member of that third team is a sophomore from Catholic Central. We haven't called that school in a while for the all-broadcast team, and that's Sam Fate.
Yeah, he put up a school record in scoring this year. He's a very impressive player, and we'll see what he could do the rest of his career.
The fourth member of that third team is a junior from Burlington, and he's known as much for his ability on the football field running the team as he is as a power forward, and that's Grant Sulik.
Yeah, Grant's a big piece of that Burlington Demon team. They graduated 8 or 9 seniors this year. Last year, which led them to be a very young team this year, and he had to step up more than he probably thought he would have to do, but he was able to step up for them this year and was a great player.
And the final member of the third team and 15th member of the all-broadcast team is a junior from St. Catharines. That's A.C. Ward.
Yeah, A.C. Ward is, again, everybody on this broadcast team was very impressive this year. A.C. Ward stepping up in major games, especially at home when they played Racine Lutheran. He stepped up to help them secure that victory.
So once again, you're members of the 16th annual team. From DG Sports is Gustafson, Hamilton, Moss, Petroff, Robinson, Beasley, Bull, Farr, Gwynn, Schultz, Austin, Eag, Fate, Sulik, and Ward. Congratulations to those 15 members of the 16th annual all-broadcast team and to all of the players that played and gave us much enjoyment this year in Racine and Racine County.
Yeah, again, great showcase of talent down in the county of Racine, and it's a privilege to be able to cover them game after game right here on DG Sports.
So again, we're awaiting about a minute to go, and then the horn will sound and the teams will come out and they'll take their warm-up time. And again, this is the first of two Divisional II matchups this afternoon. The first one with the number one seeded Park Panthers against the number four Cedarburg. Cedarburg Bulldogs. And then your second game will have Wauwatosa West playing against Wausau East. West, the number two seed. East, the number three seed. So the winner of this first game that we're going to cover will meet the winner of that game tomorrow night. And that time is set already because that's the first game of the evening session and actually the last session of this tournament. And that will tip off at 6:35 p.m. You can hear the crowd starting to clap. That's because the teams have made their way into the hallway and waiting for that horn to go off. So we'll step away for 60 seconds for a few sponsor breaks, and then we'll come back and have more information for you. You're listening to high school state tournament basketball on DG Sports.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Thank you, Dylan. And again, you mentioned Ling Sitko on Lathrop. Dale Ling, if you're not here, hopefully you're listening to your Park Panthers this afternoon, as you are an alumni from there and also a great sponsor of DG Sports. So again, if you're not in the building, hopefully you're at home and you're going to tune this one in. So again, both teams are on the floor practicing, Dylan, and it was interesting when we first arrived, they were retaping the three-point line. What was that all about?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know if maybe they noticed it was slightly off, or if at a certain point throughout the tournament, every single day, they re-line it, maybe after every session. I don't know. We came in at the end of session yesterday, but they didn't swap it between Division III and Division IV, so I'm not entirely sure. It was very confusing for sure, though.
So it appears like the Bulldogs, and I'll have to get used to saying that, Dylan, this afternoon. Looks like they're going to be the away team this afternoon with their blue uniforms with the white trim, which means the Panthers will be the home team with the white uniforms with the orange and blue trim as both teams warm up. And the Park Panthers with their pinstripe warm-up pants. And again, as I mentioned to Dylan yesterday on the ride home, it appears more teams are going back to wearing warm-up pants, which is interesting because for a long time they got away from that totally.
Yeah, and the second interesting thing about the uniform piece that you just brought up, yesterday we had Bonduelle versus Prairie, and Prairie was in their whites, and here in this one, Racine Park is in their whites. So, never mind.
I think what we're actually talking about is the rationale for who's the home team and who's the away team. Now for this game you would think, no, that's the way it is. It's the opposite way.
Yeah.
The name that comes last between the two is the home team, where it's usually the team that their letter comes first in the alphabet. This is the odd year where they switch it, if that means anything to our listeners. So in other words, P comes after C, but Park gets to be the home team this afternoon.
Yeah, seeding does not matter. This is a 1-4 matchup, but that does not have any implications on the jersey color for this matchup.
And I see, Dylan, that the one official that's going to be our referee this afternoon, we had him for the sectional semifinal game between Waterford and Whitnall.
Yep, he's a strong official. The three there, I recognize at least two of them, so they're very strong officials. Something cool this year, I don't know if you noticed it when he was walking towards us, their warm-ups that they have on, their gold WIA logo. So looks like they got awarded those for making it to the state, as the officials yesterday had those on as well.
Well, that's a good observation, and they should give that to them because it's an honor to make state. I know when I made it for the first time, when there was two associations, I was as afraid as could be, and all it was not all it was. It was a quarter final game when they used to have to play three games to win a state title, and I was nervous. But once you go up and down the floor a few times and the whistle blows, you settle in and you're ready. You're ready to hopefully call a quality game for both teams.
Yeah, you do what you can and work your hardest to get to state as an official. And you want to do well because all of your higher-ups are at the game, obviously. And you don't want to mess up a big call where it has huge implications on the game. You don't want to do that in the regular season, let alone playoffs or a state quarter, semi, or a championship title match.
So, Dylan, when you look at both of these teams, first of all, for Park, they'll only have three players returning next year as they are senior-lated. The Bulldogs, they're not senior-lated, but they have five coming back from their team. So my point is we're going to see two teams that should be pretty experienced out here and not too nervous.
Yeah, and to Cedarburg's credit, they play in the very tough North Shore Conference,
yes,
who features Nicolet, who's always ranked in the top 10 every year, Slinger, who's ranked in the top 10 every year, and they defeated both of them on their way to this game here today. This matchup, again, features two strong Division II teams. Racine Park, we covered them many, many times throughout the year this year, and they always played very well. They're fun, they're flashy. Cedarburg's going to try and bring everything they can defensively against them. We'll see what Coach Robinson and these Park Panthers are able to do against the Cedarburg Bulldogs this afternoon in this semifinal action. We're in for, should be a good one. I don't expect this to be a 15-20 point blowout. I believe this one will go wire to wire, very close one, and we'll see what happens.
All right, Dylan, we're now ready to give you the starting lineups for both teams, starting with the Cedarburg Bulldogs. Starting at guard, 6'1" senior Griffin French. Starting at guard, 6'2" senior Ryan O'Neill. Starting at guard, 6'3" senior Logan Zare. Starting at guard, 5'10" senior Mitchell Jakowski. And it may be Tchaikowski. I'll let Dylan let me know about that one because he knows these players. We'll get into that a little bit later on. And starting at guard, 6'3" senior Owen Hallback. Your coach, Nick Mueller, in his seventh season. Now your starters for the Park Panthers, no different than it's been. Starting at guard, 6'1" sophomore Zari Gwynn. Starting at guard, 6' senior Isaiah Robinson. Starting at forward, 6'4" senior Cam Betker. Starting at guard, 6' sophomore Cole Betker. And starting at forward, 6'7" senior Jackson Moss. Your head coach, Casey Robbins. So again, Dylan, you had worked at Cedarburg. Do a lot of these names, are you familiar with them or no?
Yeah, pretty much all of them. Coach Miller does a great job at Cedarburg bringing them along. Seventh season, as you mentioned. So it's cool that he's able to get here to state. Funny enough, the last year the year before he took over as head coach, they were right here at Madison. That was Diener's last year at Cedarburg High School before he took over. So
that's right. Diener was at Cedarburg, too, yes. So it's Miller?
Miller, correct.
Not Mueller.
Yeah.
Okay, because I've seen it pronounced both ways. In fact, when I was still a teacher, I had some students that their name was spelt that way, and they pronounced it as Mueller, but
yeah,
it is Miller.
Correct, yeah. I went to school with some kids that were spelled that way, and it was Mueller. And I said, Coach Mueller, nice to meet you. No, Dylan, it's Miller.
Okay.
I got it, Coach, no problem. And from that day forward, I just called him Coach.
Yep.
That way I never got it wrong.
Yep. So we're still about 3 minutes away from the start of this one. So Dylan will take a few moments to read a few of the WIAA spots for us.
There are over 20 studies that support the benefits of low-fat chocolate milk as a recovery beverage. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right 3-to-1 mixture of carbs and protein. scientifically shown to help refuel and restore muscles. Pro athletes have been relying on chocolate milk for years because they have seen the benefits in their own performance and recommended drinking milk to others. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and the WIAA. Being a teenager is tough. There's consistent pressure to be liked, endless worrying about college, cyberbullying, high expectations, and all the negativity. What do Wisconsin teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their heads? They play. Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of it all. High school sports are fun. Not just fun, they're a lot of fun. Encourage teenagers to participate in high school sports. They'll stress less and smile more. And they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future. A message from DG Sports and the WIAA. Keeping education in sports. Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or spectator, control your drive on the roads. Keep all travelers safe. Don't speed. Don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we could save lives. Once again, this is a message brought to you by DG Sports and the WIAA.
All right, Dylan, thank you for those spots. And we're about a minute away from getting this one underway. The horn will sound. We'll take it over to the PA announcer, and we'll start with our national anthem. And then we'll get the non-starters announced, and then the starters, and then we'll get this one underway, and hopefully we'll have better luck or success, whatever you want to say, Dylan, than we did last night.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the Cinderella story finally came to an end. It was impressive they were able to get all the way to the state semifinal game, but weren't able to get over that hump and into the championship match like we wanted.
So about 30 seconds from that horn going off, but both teams have gone over to their specific benches. And now they're lining up for our national anthem, which will be played shortly. And then we'll get this one underway this afternoon. 1:35 tip-off. And they're right on time.
Junior at the St. Mark High School.
national anthem performed by... the Park students in attendance here. And as you mentioned, Dylan, about attendance, a little bit different this afternoon as far as how many people are here.
Yeah, the middle section's pretty solidly full, and as once we get closer to that second session where both fans are in here at the same time, these both lower decks are going to be completely sold out.
All right, so the Cedarburg non-starters being introduced right now.
Number 15, Eli Lundgren. Number 20, Mason Eichberg.
All right, now the Park non-starters will be introduced. The starters will be introduced again. It'll be French, O'Neill, Zaire, Tchaikovsky, and Hallbeck. Your head coach, Nick Miller. Starters for the Panthers, Gwynn Robinson, Cam Becker, Cole Becker, and Jackson Moss. Head coach, Casey Robbins.
And at quarter, 6'3", senior, 22, Owen.
They said Tchaikovsky.
Tchaikovsky, okay. That's what we wanted to know.
And the same lineup for the receiving Park Panther.
Just the way they have it.
At number 6-1, sophomore, number 1, Zari Gwynn. At number 6-4, senior, number 2, Isaiah Robinson. At number 6-4, senior, number 4, Cameron Decker.
All right, so Mawson will be jumping for the Panthers.
Everybody get away. Everybody get away.
And Czar for the Bulldogs, and there's the tip. It's controlled by the Bulldogs. They get it into French, and French will take it across the timeline. We are underway. He passes over to O'Neill. Then they go over to Hallbeck. Then inside. Shot up. No good by Czar. And the rebound to Moss. And here comes Isaiah Robinson. He'll run the offense for the Park Panthers. Driving inside. Kicks it down the wing to Becker. Then they go to Moss. Moss pulls up, shoots, short on it, and the rebound to O'Neill. They want to push it up the floor, which is interesting. O'Neill goes in the corner, and then they come back inside. Spin move by French, back outside to Zaire. His shot no good, hit the ring. Rebound to Cam Becker. Cam Becker brings it down, now brings it over to Robinson at the top of the key for the Park Panthers. Robinson on the drive, kicks it in the corner. To Becker, he brings it back out. Now it passes over to his brother, Cole. Then they go to Zari Gwynn. Look for him to try to penetrate today, Gwynn. Now they go inside to Becker, and it's good. Cole Becker with the first two of the game, and it's 2-0. Park with the lead. Now they get it down quickly on that press, on the drive. Shot up by O'Neill is no good, and the rebound to Becker. Puts it into the hands of Zari Gwynn. Now Gwynn gives it back to Boettcher. Then they went in the corner to Moss, and then back out on top to Cam Boettcher, to Cole Boettcher. Now Cam Boettcher with a three. That's good. Cam Boettcher with a three-pointer, and it's 5-0. Park with the lead. French with the basketball for the Bulldogs. Being closely guarded by Robinson, now comes inside on the wing. The three-pointer is no good, and another rebound to Cam Boettcher. Coming down quickly to Gwynn. Gwynn puts it up and scores. And count the basket. Count the basket by Zari Gwynn. So he'll go to the line. It's 7-0. Park with the lead. So Zari Gwynn at the line 4-1. As he was fouled on that made basket. Free throws up, no good, hit the ring, and the rebound went to Hallbeck, and he puts it into the hands of French. French with the basketball now. Pass it over to Hallbeck, intercepted by Robinson all the way down, and then he has it stripped by Czar. Coming down quickly, inside, shot up is good by Hallbeck. To make it 7-2. And Robinson now this time will walk it up. And we've played almost 3 minutes here in our first half. They go in the corner to Boettcher, back out on top to Moss. He's been quiet so far. I would think they want to post him down low. Now Moss from the outside, his three-pointer, no good. Another rebound to O'Neal, Czar, and then back to Tchaikovsky for the basket to make it 7-4. And just like that, the Bulldogs have gone on a 4-0 run of their own. Robinson brought it across, gave it to Boettcher. Now he goes over to Cam Boettcher on the wing. Now Cam Boettcher's going to put up the three. Looked like it was good, but Czar with the rebound. Czar gets it over to Hallbeck, and then to French. French pushes it up quickly. Looking for someone to give it to. Gives it to O'Neal. Then it's knocked away by the Panthers. And it comes back out on top to French, and they'll reload it and set it up. The Bulldogs will. Now they try to go to Tchaikovsky, and it goes out of bounds. So we got a timeout on the floor. So we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school state tournament basketball on DG Sports.
Spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power scooters or power chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility.
Once again, you're listening to state tournament basketball on DG Sports.
Well, back to live action here. 14-8 to go. 7-4 is our score. Park with the lead. And the basketball coming up. So far we haven't seen any surprises by either team. What we thought they would do, they're doing. So the Panthers to inbound. It'll be Boettcher to inbound to Robinson at the 14:08 mark. So Robinson with the basketball will bring it up. He'll look for someone to give it to. Now he penetrates, gives it to Boettcher. Now to Moss, and Moss gives it up. Now back to Robinson. To Moss. Moss on the drive. He'll put it up and score. With authority. With authority, that one, to make it 9-4. Here comes the Bulldogs. Pass it outside to Hallbeck. And then he passes over to Ruff. Hudson Ruff in the basketball game now. 6'4" senior for the Bulldogs. Knocked away. But Ruff gets it back. And then Hallback lays it in on a one-hander after it was deflected by the Panthers. So should have picked that ball up. 9-6 is our score. Park with the lead. Here comes Robinson. Gives it again to Moss. Coming inside, putting it up, and draws the foul. Ooh, and he's down on the floor. And we'll see how long they wait.
One thing about Cedarburg, they come very physically with all their plays. So
in other words, you're going to feel the fouls.
Correct. No easy fouls.
So Moss will be at the line to shoot two. That foul was on Hallback, I believe. First one up is good. You never know. As Dylan said, you never know with Jackson Moss when he's at the free throw line. Now checking in is Nowak. Graham Nowak, a 6'1" senior guard for the Bulldogs. Moss to get the second. Second one up. In and out, no good. And the rebound to French. 10-6 is our score. Park with the lead as Hallback brings it up quickly. Now on the drive, the shot up, no good. Put back is no good. Next one finally goes into the hands of Betker. And Zari Gwynn brings it up quickly. Now pulls it back out. Gives it back to Cam Betker. And then to Robinson. Now here's a three-pointer. That's no good. Hit the rim. And we're going to have a foul on Moss. Ooh, Moss tried to go at it with one of the players. Oh, I had it the other way. That foul's on Zaire, his second. And we still got 12 minutes to play in the first half. That's a big foul for the Bulldogs. Moss on the wing, brings it back out to Robinson. Robinson on the drive, puts it up off the glass, high off the glass for two to make it 12-6. Now they intercept it as Moss gets it to Betker. Betker driving inside, and he did. He traveled, dragged that pivot foot. So it'll go back over to Cedarburg. And getting ready to check in will be Freeman. Jacob Freeman, who ignited them against Waterford in that sectional final. He checks in for Betker. And here comes the Bulldogs. And Moss takes it away. He'll drive all the way down. Can't get it to go. He had Zari Gwynn. Should have gave it up, but he didn't. Now the backward pass is good to Realm. Christian Realm with the basket, who checked in. He's the 6'6" senior forward, and it's 12-8. Robinson with the basketball now, gives it up to Zari Gwynn. Zari Gwynn driving inside, putting it up and scoring. Zari Gwynn with a one-hander. Now Gwynn tried to steal it away, but it goes out of bounds. 14-8 is our score. Park with the lead. Hallback to inbound for the Bulldogs. They trail 14-8 to Park. Here comes French with the basketball. Throws it back out to Hallback. Now almost taken away. O'Neal back to French. Now Hallback passes inside. And it's taken away by the Panthers, then given right back to the Bulldogs as Ruff gets it back. And French had the ball, now passes over to Nowak. And then they go on the wing to Realm. Now back to French. French is going to drive in, putting it up and scoring, and count it. Count the basket by French to make it 14-10. So that falls on Robinson, his first team first.
Frenchette, line shooting one.
So French at the line for one. To make it a one-possession game if he makes this free throw. And he misses, but at the rebound to the Bulldogs. French puts it back up, and he's fouled again. So French will go back to the line as he scores the basket. So they got the rebound, caught the Panthers sleeping. So that foul's on Betker. On Cam Betker, his first, team second. And that free throw is good to make it 14-13. So we got a timeout on the floor, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school state tournament basketball on DG Sports.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Tournament basketball on DG Sports.
All right, back to live action here. 10:35 to go in our first half. 14-13 is our score. Park with the one-point lead, led by as many as six. Actually, they 7-0 it was at to start the game. So they had that seven-point lead. So Gwynn inbound to Robinson. And again, on that last possession, Moss had Gwynn wide open and tried to shoot it over two Bulldogs. Here's the Panthers with the now back to Robinson, the Betker. Now Gwynn from the corner. His shot up is good. It's only a two, though, by Zari to make it 16-13, showing why he made that all-broadcast team. Here's French with the basketball now. He has it knocked away. And they're going to call a foul on Moss. That's his first, team third. So, silly foul there, Dylan, by Moss to reach in like that as they throw it in to O'Neal. And O'Neal gives it back to French. French has been kind of dangerous the last two times as he scored two buckets. Now he passes over to Hallbeck. Then Hallbeck gives it to O'Neal. Then O'Neal's going to give it up. He gives it up to Nowak. And inside, basket is good by Tchaikovsky. Tchaikovsky with the basket to make it 16-15. The Bulldogs are not going away, folks. This is going to be a very close contested match today. They go inside to Moss. Then Moss does give it up, and it's good to Freeman. That time, very good play by Jackson Moss to make it 18-15. Robinson all over French. Now he comes inside as he gets away, and he misses the bunny as he overlays it. Zari Gwynn has it taken away. Didn't know Tchaikovsky was there. Tchaikovsky gave it up to French. Then inside, basket is good by Nowak to make it 18-17. So here comes Robinson. We're under nine to play now in the first half. 18-17, Park with the lead. Pass goes over to Freeman. Then they go inside to Moss. Moss' turnaround is not good, but he drew a foul as he's very tough to defend. So he'll be at the line. He's one for one. That foul was on Rem, his first. First one up, hit the ring, no good. So checking back in is Czar. And Gwynn checks out. as Eastland checks in for the Panthers. Second one up is also no good. And a rebound to the Bulldogs. They can take the lead here with a basket. As Zier brings it across the timeline. Now they're in a four-corner offense here. Interesting. Not trying to penetrate. Zier with the basketball. Now he's going to pull up and shoot. Can't get it to go, and a rebound to Eastland. They get it down quickly to Freeman. And we got a foul coming up on the Panthers. That's on Freeman, his first. And team fourth. So four fouls on each team now. Team fouls. Panthers in a press formation here. 18-17, Park with the lead. Zarda inbound. Gets it into French. Then they get it up quickly. And inside, shot is up and good by Hallbeck. And they have their first lead of the game at 19-18. Cedarburg over Park right now. Robinson with the basketball. Puts it on the wing to Cam Betker. Then the shot by Moss is no good. Tapped out. Robinson gets it. And got a foul coming up on the Bulldogs.
Cedarburg foul number 11, Logan Zier, his third personal.
Zier with the foul. That's his third. So one of their key players has three fouls now. And here's a shot, a three-pointer. That's no good by Betker. Put back by Robinson is no good. And the next one goes to French. And he gets it across court to Hallbeck. Then back to French. Then French gives it up to O'Neal. O'Neal on the drive, had the bunny. Putback is no good by Tchaikovsky. And here comes Moss with it for the Park Panthers. He gave it up to Eastland. Then Eastland went to Betker and then to Freeman. Now Robinson with the three, that's no good. And another rebound to O'Neal and the Bulldogs. They can increase their lead here. They go inside, then kick it back out to Hallbeck. And Hallbeck gave it up. Now they go inside, and it's taken away. Rim had it, and they're going to go down quickly. Shot is up and good by Freeman to give Park the lead back at 20-19. That's one thing they have is quickness. Now from the corner, driving inside. Taken away. And they're going to call a foul on the Bulldogs. So it's on round. And we got a timeout on the floor, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School State Tournament Basketball on DG Sports.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Tournament basketball right here on DG Sports.
All right, 6:08 to go, 20-19. Park with the lead.
Did
Dick, we're going to have a lot of timeouts in the second half. Neither team has used one of their own. It's been all TV timeouts so far.
You're right. It has been. So, okay, so Park, the inbound. They lead by one. So it'll be Eastland, the inbound, to Robinson. So Coach Robbins resting some of his starters. As you got Robinson and Moss in there. And then the other three are all role players for the Panthers. As Robinson brings it across, passes over to Eastland. Now Eastland goes back to Freeman. Shot inside. It's no good.